The epistle for the first Sunday of Lent is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Brethren, we do exhort you that you receive not the grace of God in vain, for he saith, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time, behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense to any man, that our ministry be not blamed, but in all things let us exhibit ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulation, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in prisons, in seditions, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, in chastity, in knowledge, in longsuffering, in sweetness, and in the Holy Ghost, in charity unfeigned, in the word of truth, in the power of God, by the armor of justice on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastised and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as needy, yet enriching many, as having nothing and possessing all things. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 4. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. And the tempter coming said to him, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Who answered and said, It is written, Not in bread alone doth man live, but in every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, and set him upon the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He hath given his angels charge over thee, and in their hands shall they bear thee up, lest perhaps thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil took him up into a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said to him, All these will I give thee, if falling down thou wilt adore me. Then Jesus said to him, Begone, Satan, for it is written, The Lord thy God shalt thou adore, and him alone shalt thou serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Please be seated. Receive not the grace of God in vain. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Father, dear faithful, this time period of Lent that we have started now, it is a time of pardon, it's a time of purification of the soul. I mean, just as we think about on Ash Wednesday when we receive the ashes of how we're dust, and upon dust we shall return, it is this time of thinking of the penances that we must try to take on, the practices that we must do, in order to help to sanctify our soul, in order to try to help us then to be more pleasing to God. And so therefore, we try to take advantage of these opportunities of grace that is offered by God, that God gives to us this chance. And so the liturgy, it makes known how the church must try to travel, in a sense, to reach this in this time period to come. And with that, this idea of receiving the grace of God, never to receive it in vain, but then to receive the graces that God offers to us. And that is something that we must be complete Christians, Catholics, to live integral lives with the grace of God. And understanding the opportunities that God gives to us and taking advantage of those so that we can, yes, grow in God's grace. So as I say, so this time period is a purification of the soul. I mean, that is why we take on different penances in order to try to take away the obstacles to God's graces. And from that, we have in the gospel accounts the temptations that our Lord underwent for us. I say he underwent these things for us because he sets the example for us. Obviously, we know with him being God, he never would have fallen. Our Lord would never have sinned. But yet, he underwent these temptations as a lesson for us. But then also to see that the devil, obviously, maybe not knowing completely that he was the Son of God, that he was the Messiah, that's why he asked the questions, if thou be the Son of God. But he was trying to take our Lord away from the mission that he had. The mission that he would be given in this task by his heavenly Father. And I think that's also for us a lesson to learn of how then the devil will try to tempt us at times. Obviously, the devil tries to tempt us to make us fall. But he will tempt us also to try to keep us away from doing God's will. And that is why it's always good, especially in a time period like Lent, you know, to check the penances, the sacrifices, the mortifications that you plan on doing, say with a confessor. Because the devil even can try to take good things to try to keep us away from fulfilling, say, our duty of state. And so that's why it's helpful for us to always then to try to have, yes, the approval of Almighty God on these things that we do. Because, yes, the devil can try to tempt us to try to do something that will end up being harmful to us, even under the appearance of good. So that's why it's helpful for us then to check these things out. And so the question can be then, why does God allow the devil to tempt us if there's a chance that we'll fall? If there's a chance for us to not be pleasing to God and to lose his grace. But we know that it is a test for us. It's a test that God permits us to undergo for us to grow in grace. Because God's graces are there. If God permits us to undergo something, his graces are always there then to help build us up, to help strengthen us so that we won't fall. And taking aside from the fact that we place ourselves in our own temptations, that's different. If we know what are occasions of sin for us and we still place ourselves in that, well, then we're tempting God. Just as our Lord says, we should not tempt Almighty God. We do that. And so therefore, that is why we end up probably falling. Because we place ourselves in these occasions. But if on the contrary, if these are things that God permits us to be tempted, say, by the devil, well, then therefore it is. It's a test for us. A test for us then to try to show our merit to Almighty God. As I said, our Lord could never have fallen. So he gives us the example of one, how to fight against temptations, because that is something we all have to undergo. We all have to be tried by fire in a way to prove our merit. And so none of us will be free from temptations. And that is because of human nature, the fall of human nature. That we'll all have to undergo at times temptations. As I say, we can't place ourselves in the temptations, but if God permits us to be tempted, it is a means to test us. And so from that, it helps us to learn then to be stronger. Because one, we learn from experience then. So this place, this person, this occasion can be a temptation to us, and so we learn from that for the future then. Because then we don't want to fall into that temptation. And so therefore we avoid that. We become stronger to that. We realize where our weaknesses lie. And so we try to stay away from these things. That is also something that I encourage you during this time period of Lent, the sacrifices that you take on, try to look at things that will help your soul grow. Try to examine the things for you. And so what will help us to be stronger? How do we learn to be stronger and try to avoid these things? That's a lesson for us. And so that is why sometimes God, yes, he permits us to be tempted, to help us to learn that lesson, to be stronger for the future. Also, it can be for us a proof that we're renouncing Satan. We're renouncing the temptation that he brings to us. And so it's clearly then a means for us just to say, no, I do not want this temptation. I do not want this. But then finally, also, it can be an indication of the treasure that we have received, the graces that God gives to us. Because as I say to you, the temptations that maybe God permits us to undergo, when we fight them, even just single battles, as we fight them, we store our crown in heaven because of that. That God is offering these graces to us to help us and to fight that, and then after we do so, then we gain merit. We gain merit for our eternity. And so that helps us then to build on these graces of God because of the different temptations that we undergo, that we fight them because of God's grace, that we receive then this merit, this crown in heaven. And so obviously for the devil also, it indicates the fact if he continues to tempt, well, he hasn't won over your soul. Yes, we know that with every soul, there is always hope until their final breath. But granted, for the devil, if he knows that he already has a soul because of their lifestyle, because of how they're living, he won't tempt them as much. And that's the famous story about the monk when he was leaving his monastery, seeing all the devils flying around the monastery itself. And then coming out into the world, having to go into town or whatever, he realized there were really no devils there because, well, for the most part, the devil has won those many souls. But for the monastery, yes, it is still a battle that he must have. And so it gives us an idea, an indication of for our own soul that if the devil has already won it because of the lifestyle that we're living, and say we're living outside of God's grace now, well, certainly he doesn't have to tempt us much after that because we're already living a life displeasing to God. But for the soul that is trying, for the soul that is trying to work on being pleasing to God, yes, he will battle them. He will continue to try to make them fight and fall. And so that's what we must try to understand, that when, yes, we're tempted, God's grace is there for us to overcome it. And by overcoming it, we score a crown in heaven. And so by building that crown, by building all of these things, these graces for us, we become stronger. Certainly we cannot become to where confident that we're not going to fall, certainly not. Because obviously any of us can fall without the grace of God. But we do have to realize that the more battles that we win, the stronger we become. The more we're able to understand, okay, where have our weaknesses been in the past? And we try to avoid those. We stay away from those. That's where we learn in the spiritual life. We learn these valuable lessons to try to help us then to continue to gain God's grace. And understanding how the devil works and how he tempts us, the suggestion is made first. Then the delight that comes from that suggestion, and then the consent we give to that delight. And so therefore, then the temptation becomes a sin. But up until then, before that consent, it is not a sin. It is just a temptation to us. And that's how we distinguish that. How we distinguish that for confession. I mean, it's always good sometimes to mention the different temptations that we're undergoing to gain strength to fight them. But then for us to realize, okay, the suggestion comes, there's delight that is shown to it. If we take consent in that delight, we take pleasure in that, then we fall. So then we distinguish between a mortal sin and a venial sin. But up until then, before that consent, it is just the temptation. So yes, the suggestion is made to us, and maybe we think about it for a minute, and then we say, nope, I reject this. I don't want that. Regardless of what delight we think we can gain from that, because we see that it is sinful, we see that it is something that will lead us away from God, so we reject it at that moment. At that point, it is just a temptation. And so yes, the devil will suggest things to us. He will try to tempt us, to make us to fall, to make us to have that consent in that delight that is given, that pleasure that is there. But if we reject that, we gain the graces of God. And we can reject that, obviously, through trust in Almighty God, trust in His graces that He gives to us. But then also the humility and understanding that we need God's graces. We need God's help for this. And I think that's what also we have in this time period of Lent, the reminder to us, the constant reminder of we're calling upon God's graces to help us. That we're asking for God's grace so that we can overcome these temptations, we can overcome our weaknesses, and so that we can prove ourselves to Almighty God. And so that's what we must pray about. That's what we must try to beseech God during this time period of Lent. And so that's why I say not to receive the graces of God in vain. If we receive Him in vain, it amounts to nothing for our soul. But for us to understand of how, through these, even these temptations that we're permitted to undergo, that is where God's grace will be there for us, and then the merit that we gain from that. So therefore, we're not receiving God's grace in vain. We're receiving in order for us to grow spiritually. So as I say, the trust in God, the humility of realizing that we need Almighty God's help to fight against these temptations. And certainly not to place yourself in the temptation. That is something that we have to learn ourselves too. What are the occasions of sin for us? What must we, you know, avoid and stay away from at all times? And so that's what we must pray for. That's what we must beseech God for in this time period of Lent that we have just started. It may seem to be a long road, but it will go by quickly. And so let us try to take advantage of maybe the zeal that we have at the very start of it. And as I say, making sure that maybe we haven't tried to do too much during the time period of Lent, that it's much more fruitful for the soul to do what is necessary for us to grow spiritually, but not trying to take on so much that we become discouraged and we lose sight of it all. And so that is why then St. Paul tells us this is the acceptable time for us to be saved. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.